sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. In the course of my work with natural hazards, I've noticed that everyone has their own tolerance regarding how much risk they're willing to be exposed to. And furthermore, everyone has their own particular take on what types of risks they're willing to be exposed to. I've also noticed that most folks are not very logical in how they arrive at their tolerance. For example, I've met people who are so worried about tsunamis that they won't go anywhere near the ocean, but at the same time, they smoke 2 packs of cigarettes per day. Now, that's not very a fair comparison, is it? So here's another example that's a little more apples to apples. I have a friend who would not live in the tsunami zone with their kids, but they do let their kids surf, you know, where they're exposed to possibly an attack by a great white shark. I, on the other hand, do live in the tsunami zone with a young son, but am very reluctant to put him in the ocean looking like a baby seal. I'm not saying that one of us is wrong and one of us is right. I think we just all decide what we want to worry about. For me, on a personal level, I consciously decide to accept more risk for activities that are really important to me and less risk for things that are less important to me. For example, boating on the ocean is really important to me. So I'm willing to accept all the associated risks, including the tsunami risk, while mitigating for them as much as I can. On the other hand, horseback riding, for example, is not as important to me, so it's not worth the risk of injury. Now, I did ride quite a bit when in college down in Davis, and even put myself through graduate school shoeing horses. But I realized that horses brought out a wildness in me that nothing else does, and it was clear that I was going to get really hurt. So I decided to hang up my saddle and my anvil. It just wasn't fun enough for me to justify the risk of a major injury. But that is just how I decide what risk to embrace. Everyone is different, I've noticed, which is why people's responses are all over the map when the National Weather Service sends out warnings about dangerous weather. For example, when we issue a high surf warning, some folks stay the heck away from the ocean while others rush to the coast to have a look. When we say a road is going to be flooded by a rising river, some people take an alternate route while others drive right through the flooded road. And sadly, the majority of deaths in the U.S. from flooding are from folks driving through flooded roads. For this scenario, we do have a slogan. It goes something like this: turn around, don't drown. But considering human nature, maybe we should add something like, unless going down this road is worth dying for. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.